Chapter 2. The Squire and the Treasure Map. Jim and his mother listened as 6 or 7 pirates went through the inn. Oddly, it was not the coins they were after, although they took those. It was a map they wanted, a very old map. Jim and his mother knew they would be found if they stayed under the bridge, so they ran to the squire's house as fast as they could. The squire sent soldiers to the inn to fight the pirates. Meanwhile, Jim took the piece of paper out of his pocket and looked at it. By chance, the town doctor was at the squire's house, and all 4 of them looked at the paper that Jim had found. It was a treasure map. They all got excited and talked about what kind of treasure it might lead to. The squire was already rich, and the doctor was far from poor, but they all talked about the many things they could do with the money.
"We'll get a ship and go after the treasure," said the squire. "We'll go quickly and we'll find the island easily."
"What a great idea," agreed the doctor. "But there's one man I'm afraid of."
"Who?"
asked the squire.
"You.
You cannot keep your mouth shut. The pirates are looking for this map and we must be careful. None of us may go anywhere alone until we get on our ship. It's not safe."
"Doctor, you are right," agreed the squire. "I will be as silent as a dead man. I will take a couple of soldiers with me to the city in order to buy a boat and get ready. I'll need about 3 weeks, and then you and Jim should come together to meet me. Mrs. Hawkins, you will need to stay behind and take care of the inn. The sea is no place for a lady."
As they were talking, one of the soldiers arrived and told the squire that the blind man had been killed. He was accidentally run over by the soldiers' horses. However, the rest of the pirates had escaped.